Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri and this week's message is, We Have a Friend in Jesus. For those of you who have been reading the Fourth Day Letter for a while, you know I enjoy John Denver's music. His songs always have a way of touching my heart. In one of his songs, he sings about the relationship he had with his first guitar. In the song, This Old Guitar, we find these lyrics. This old guitar taught me to sing a love song. We can find an interesting correlation between his relationship with his guitar and the much more important relationship we have with Jesus. He alone teaches us to sing our love song. The guitar in question was made in 1910 and it belonged to his grandmother when she was a little girl. She later gave the guitar to John when he was 12. It was on this guitar that John first learned to play. For a large part of his life, John took the guitar with him everywhere he went. He eventually said someone once hit him over the head with the guitar and cracked it. Sadly, John eventually lost the guitar. 5 years later, about the time he had adjusted to it being lost, he surprisingly found it again. When he did, he sat down and wrote a song. Today I have replaced the word guitar in the original lyrics with the name Jesus. With a few additional changes, this is how the lyrics would go. Jesus taught me to sing a love song. He showed me how to laugh and how to cry. He introduced me to some friends of mine, and he brightened up some days. He helped me to make it through some lonely nights. Oh, what a friend Jesus is to have on a cold and lonely night. Jesus gave me my lovely lady. He opened up her eyes and ears to me. He brought us close together, and he helped us through our broken hearts. He opened up the space for us to be. What a lovely place and lovely space to be. Jesus gave me my life, my living, all the things you know I love to do. To serenade the stars that shine from a sunny mountainside, and most of all, to sing my songs for you. I love to sing my songs for you. Yes, I do. You know, I love to sing my songs for you. John's guitar had obviously become a steadfast friend. Losing the guitar his grandmother had given to him must have really hurt. Finding it again clearly brought him joy. Have you ever lost a friend and eventually gained them back again? Have you ever had a friend move away and then years later visit them only to feel like no time had passed since you were last together? Reuniting with old friends is a great source of joy. Jesus made it clear that he too is our friend. In John 15, verse 15, Jesus says, I have called you friends. Maybe you feel lost. Perhaps for some reason your friendship with Jesus feels strained. Perhaps at this time in your life you feel as if you have drifted away from Jesus. If you do, I assure you that Jesus has not moved away. In the story, it was John Denver who had misplaced and lost his guitar. Once he did, the guitar never moved until he found it again. Likewise, if we feel distant and apart from Jesus, he will wait right where we left him until we return. If we are lost and we find our way back to our Lord, we can begin to sing. You taught me to sing a love song, and you've brightened up my days. I encourage you to take stock of where you are in your relationship with our Lord and Savior. If in any way your relationship is strained, make a point to search him out and spend time with him today. With Jesus once again in your heart, I assure you that you will become a lovely melody for others to hear. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, apart from your Son Jesus, I can do nothing. Guide me back to him today. Reunited with him, my heart will sing a song of joy. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember, to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.